Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Chal, Chafei, Simon Tess. Ha'amid b'tfilo, menisabak b'esedin, ech yispalo. Person's davening, and then there was some potential mistake in his davening, and he's not sure what the halacha is. He missed something in the davening. He forgot to say, let's say for argument's sake, an example would be, he forgot to add the insertions which we add during a session of Chupa. He's not sure what the halacha is. If you forget them, do you have to go back or not? Well, the halacha is you don't have to go back. He's not sure. Or he forgot Mashi Baruch Amar Goshem, and the halacha is you do have to go back, and he's not sure. So what does he do? So he can't continue because maybe you have to go back. Can't go back because maybe you're not supposed to go back, and then it's a Baruch Levatolo. So you can't just be Machmer because each way has a kula and a chumra. So mutter leilach mim kaimer lamochem yuchid ulayin shama sefer. He's allowed to leave where he is and go to where he knows the sefer is available and check in the sefer what the loch is. So he uses lashon lamochem yuchid means it's he knows where the sefer is. It's at a specific spot and he's allowed to go there. The Mishnah Berurah has a suffix if he's not sure where it is, whether he's allowed to start being bestowed around, looking around to see if he can find the safer or a safer which addresses his issue. But in a case where he knows where it is, he's allowed to walk out of Shemoneh Esrei, as it were, go find the safer, go to where the safer is, check on the safer, and then decide what to do. You said before that we can pause and we can walk in the case of Hishtin Tinnik if necessary. Now, what about there's no safer available or he doesn't know how to learn? He wants to go ask the Rav what to do. So he wants the Milah Shemoneh Esrei go walk out of his place, A. B. Speak. Is he allowed to do that or not? So the Chidam says, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that a person is allowed to interrupt the Milah Shemoneh Esrei to ask the halacha what he's supposed to do. But he ends off with v'nir li d'mutter. So even though it's tzarchian, I mean, I have to really look into this more, the Chidam is saying, but I believe that it's mutter. It's actually how it's brought out in halacha, that a person would be allowed to ask the question. Now, in the Nishmas Adam, he contemplates a possibility that maybe this case is the reason why it's mutter, because it's not considered a hefsek. We have scenarios where a person is definitely being mafsik. We're saying it, there's exceptions why it's permitted. But we find in certain areas of halacha that interrupting something which addresses, enhances, is necessary for the action you're doing. It's not called an interruption. It's all part of the action that you're doing. That's not called a hefsek. The famous example would be if a person would ask for salt after saying hamotzi before eating. Normally with halachas, if you make a bracha, you have to eat immediately. You can, if you interrupt, you have to, with even one word, you have to go and say the bracha again. That bracha is not valid. So, but the halacha is if a person would interrupt after the bracha for something which is necessary for the achila. For example, the halacha is that a person is not allowed to eat until he feeds his animals. He says hamotzi, and before he takes a bite, he realizes that he hasn't fed the animals yet, so he's not allowed to take a bite. So he wants to tell somebody to go and feed the animals. This way he'll be able to not be a brachah l'vatolo and be allowed to eat. So he tells one of the people, go and feed the animals. Go with the Torah, the Mora says. Go mix up the mash that we give to the animals, to the shore. So that's mutter, because that's tzarich achila. So that's not considered a hefsek. That's all considered part of the act of achila. This act of achila is a little bit different than your average day. The average day, you make a bracha and you eat. Over here, you make a bracha, you feed your animals and you eat that achila. Or you want to, even a person that would ask even for something to enhance the food, that the bracha, the first bite you make that you eat after the bracha, that's where the bracha is taking effect on. There should be mehadar, that should be done in a beautiful way. So I want it to be taste good. I want the salt on it. So if a person would ask for salt, he shouldn't do it lechatchila. Should try and arrange not to do it beforehand, he should forgo the salt. But if he didn't ask for salt, it's not considered a hefsek. So he argues over here, asking the halacha of how to daven shmoneh esrei, and the halacha of shmoneh esrei is not a hefsek. That's part of how you daven shmoneh esrei. Okay, it happens to be in a unique case. Normally, you don't have to ask. Over here, you do have to ask. Normally, you don't have to ask for salt. Here, you do ask for salt. But now that that's necessary, that becomes part of the act of tefillah in a certain sense. Just like it becomes part of the act of achila in the case of the meal, and is not considered a hefsek. Have a good day.